Our next batch of stories include neighbours reacting after a devastating fire, a city train driver puts on the brakes as he retires after 50 years, and calls are made for the return of a life-saving defibrillator.
Neighbours of four homes engulfed by fire say it is a miracle no one was hurt in the blaze. Emergency services were called to Hall Road to reports of flames leaping from the roof of a block of terraced houses. When firefighters arrived, they reported the homes were well alight. Neighbour Gloria Evans said, "I was asleep and my son woke me up, shouting, 'Fire!' I looked out of the window and saw flames and smoke billowing. The fire is being treated as arson, and a man in his 50s has been arrested and questioned by police and officers."
Academics striking in protest at redundancies at the UEA have confirmed when they will stage their first walkout, while most of their students are on holiday. The University of East Anglia's branch of the University and College Union has said it will host a single day of industrial action next month and expect it to be the largest strike it has ever held. The action comes as the university looks at ways to make £30 million worth of savings by September and £45 million over the next 3 years. The institution is planning to make 113 members of staff redundant, 36 of which are set to affect academic staff. Of these, 31 posts are in the Arts and Humanities faculty, which includes the UEA's renowned creative writing course. Graduates from the course include author Emma Healy, have spoken of their concern at the prospect of cuts. The proposals have sparked members of the UCU to overwhelmingly vote in favour of strike action. The first of these walkouts is due to be held on Wednesday, July the 12th, almost 2 months after the end of the spring semester. However, union leaders have insisted the strikes will still prove disruptive to the organisation, with some departments still teaching and others working through assessments at the time. And they have not ruled out the possibility of further strikes once the new academic year starts in September, or targeting recruitment days at the university.
A Norwich train driver has the brakes on to begin a well-earned retirement after working on the railways for 50 years. Steve Wilkinson was greeted by applause as he disembarked from his final drive, the 12:13 afternoon from Liverpool Lime Street, as family, friends and colleagues gathered to congratulate him on a job well done. Steve started on the railway at the age of 14 on April the 3rd, 1973. His first role was as a messenger boy. He was later moved on to become a signal box boy. In 1974, Steve made another move and joined the train crew, becoming the driver's assistant. He moved to Stratford and became a driver in 1980. Where he would spend the next 6 years. But ultimately, his love for Norwich would pull him back. He spent the following 10 years as a driver with Greater Anglia, then Central Trains, but he finished up his driving days in his role as a driver for East Midlands Railway.
After completing their first year at the University of East Anglia, Sophie Brooks asked students new to the area what they think of Norwich. Maddie McNiven is from Cambridge and studies broadcast and multimedia journalism at the UEA. There are so many stupidly cute bars and shops, as well as lakes and fields around and outside the campus. I rarely miss a Saturday night out, she said. I've got memories of being hit on the head with a VK bottle, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I always say to my family that Norwich is a perfect mix for students, easy to go out and have fun and then get back in touch with nature with a hangover. Poppy Wilson from Reading studies accounting and finance. She said, "Mr. Possel's Apothecary is great for fun cocktails, which are amazing and has a good vibe." Lewis Perzilla from Skegness studies economics and finance. "Norwich feels like a safe city and it was a new start for me. In sunny months, all the outside spaces make it a lovely place to be, he said. The best place to go out has to be the loft.
Community leaders are calling for locals to return vital medical equipment after it vanished in the heart of the city. A defibrillator was activated outside NR3's Mousehold Hub, but was not returned by the user. It may be someone has it and hasn't got the code to open the door. If anyone knows the whereabouts of the defib, please contact me. Thank you. Worth £1,400, the equipment was placed outside the Mousehold Hub last year, following a fundraising effort by councillors Gary Champion and Elizabeth Smith Dane, Roy's and Heart to Heart. I am hopeful that the defibrillator has been of help in a time of need, said Mr. Champion. But this expensive piece of life-saving equipment has not been returned. It is important that it is located and back in service again.